Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, students. Welcome to our lesson summary review for today. We're continuing with our course, Spiritual Gifts, and we're on session number 11, which is dealing with discerning of spirits, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Now, this session should help the students understand the function and purpose of three spiritual gifts. One, the ability to tell the difference between gifts that come from the Spirit and those that do not. Second, the ability to speak in different kinds of tongues or languages. And thirdly, the ability to explain what is said in different languages. This session is intended to help students discover how the Holy Spirit manifests himself through these gifts. And so we pray that you have your study guide, your note-taking material, as we go through this final lesson in our course, Spiritual Gifts. And as we always do, we want to prepare our hearts and minds to receive instruction and to be able to give instruction. If you're teaching the courses, we need the help of the Holy Spirit in all that we do. So as we submit ourselves to God now, let's pray for God's blessings to be upon this week's lesson. And let's pray especially that each of our students and staff members may exercise faith to express and have these gifts work through their lives. So let's seek the faith of God even now. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you, we honor you. We submit ourselves to your omnipotence, your omniscience, and your omnipresence. We thank you for being present with us even now, every student and staff member, every person who's listening to these lessons. May you bring understanding and may you bring faith to exercise the spiritual gifts. And we pray that your glory will continue to be manifested in and around and through us and to us. May healing come forth for those who need healing. May provision be made available for those in need. And may salvation come for those who are in need of deliverance and salvation today. And we thank you now for your love and your divine mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, students, praise the Lord. Welcome to our lesson summary review. We're covering our final lesson of the course, Spiritual Gifts. This is one of our Bachelor's in Practical Ministry Program courses, and I pray that you've been blessed as you went through the lessons with us thus far. Now, as I mentioned to you, we have come to the last lesson in our course, and already we have studied six of the nine gifts of the Spirit. So as we moved along, we saw how the Holy Spirit so wonderfully provides for the building up of Christ's body. We learned that the gifts of the Spirit are generally manifested to the body through Spirit-filled believers. Now, in this final lesson, we will learn about the last three spiritual gifts, which are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 10. We will give special attention to the gift of tongues since it is so common and more popular in our world today. Now, as you went through your lesson, students, you have seen that all the gifts are possible through the Holy Spirit. If you have not yet been baptized in the Holy Spirit, you can be today. Just open your heart and invite Jesus in and invite the Holy Spirit, which was the gift that he said he would give us. And just begin worshiping in faith. Yield fully to him. You will sense him deep within you, the move of the Holy Spirit. And as he takes full control of you, you will begin perhaps to speak in other languages. You may discern spirits. You may be able to interpret gifts of tongues or any of the other gifts of the Spirit as the Holy Spirit sees fit. And that will be the beginning of your Spirit-filled life. And as you stay filled with the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit will be manifested through you as the Spirit wills. So I pray that each and every one of you will take these lessons to heart and make them applicable to your personal life. And as they affect your personal life, they will affect your ministry life. So there are at least three major headings that this final lesson we'll talk about. And one, if you're taking notes, the first one is discerning of spirits. The second is the gift of tongues. And the third is the interpretation of tongues. And as we go through each of those major headings, we're going to talk about how they were defined, how they were explained and illustrated, and we're going to talk about the purpose for each of the spiritual gifts that we go through in this lesson. So again, let's go ahead and get started with our final lesson, session number 11 of the Course of Spiritual Gifts, dealing with discerning of spirits, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Now, our first major heading is discerning of spirits. Let's begin there. This first objective asks us to state the purpose and function of discerning of spirits. So let's go ahead and define what discerning of spirits mean as we studied through our lesson. We can take note of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, where Paul says, "The ability to tell the difference between gifts that come from the Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, and those that do not." The King James Version says, "to another discerning of spirits." Now, discerning means looking beyond the outward to the inward, seeing right through. The word discerning also carries the idea of forming a judgment on the basis of what is known. So, discerning the spirits then is a special ability given by the Holy Spirit to look beyond what ordinary men see when a spirit is manifesting itself. It is the ability to know by which spirit a person is speaking or acting. And so that is how the term discerning of spirits is defined in our lesson. Now, let's talk about some of the ways that it is explained and illustrated. Now, we know that Satan is a great counterfeiter. That is, he tries to copy what the Holy Spirit does. He also tries to make people believe that when he manifests himself, that it is the Holy Spirit manifesting. And this could cause problems because even believers could be fooled. So then, too, we see that men can speak out of their own spirits. They can make it appear that they are speaking by the Holy Spirit, and this can also create problems for the body. So it is very important for us to understand how the gift is explained and illustrated in Scripture so that we can recognize them or not as we encounter them in our life and in our ministry service. Now, as we understand from Scripture that Christ, the head of the body, has made provisions for every need of his body, and this includes protection for the body against evil spirits, protection against men who allow their own spirits to hurt the body, and discerning of spirits to provide protection for believers who are truly used by the Holy Spirit. So sometimes, for instance, the Holy Spirit expresses God's severity through a believer. In some cases, other believers may be tempted to say that it was an evil spirit or it was of a man's own spirit, but this gift that we're studying today, the discerning of spirits, enables the body to know what spirit is manifesting itself. So let's see how, in the case of Jesus' ministry, how it was illustrated. It says in John chapter 3, verse 34, that Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit, that is, God gives him the fullness of his spirit. Therefore, Jesus was able to discern both good and evil spirits. Here are three examples that we can see in Scripture. In John chapter 1, verse 47, he discerned that the good spirit which was in Nathanael, before Jesus had ever talked to Nathanael, he knew the kind of spirit he had. And as Philip was bringing Nathanael to Jesus, Jesus said, "Here is a real Israelite. There is nothing false in him." A second example of discerning the spirits in Jesus' ministry is found in Luke chapter 9, verse 55. We see where Jesus discerned a wrong spirit in James and John. They wanted to call down fire from heaven and destroy those who would not receive Jesus. So Jesus said to them, "Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are us. And the third example is found in Luke chapter 13, verse 12, where Jesus is often seen discerning evil spirits. At one time, Jesus saw a woman who had been crippled for 18 years. He recognized that her problem was caused by an evil spirit. The spirit did not speak, but it bound the poor woman. So Jesus said, "Woman, you are free from your sickness," or, "Woman, thou art loosed." And in that moment, she was well. She did not need healing. She only needed to be free from an evil spirit. So we learn from this that the gift of discerning of spirits can be a very useful gift in ministering to people with diseases and infirmities as well. So those are some of the examples of discerning of spirits in Jesus' ministry. Let's look at some of the examples in the early church. We can see Acts chapter 5, verse 3, where Peter, by the Holy Spirit, discerned a wrong spirit in Ananias and Sapphira. He discerned that they were lying to the Holy Spirit. So if Satan cannot give men an evil spirit, he tries to give them a wrong spirit. So we must exercise this gift in order to recognize that as well. A second example we can see in the early church is Acts chapter 8, verse 23, where we see Peter by the Holy Spirit also discerned a wrong spirit in Simon. So was this the gift of discerning of spirits, or was it the gift of the word of knowledge? Well, who can say for sure? Perhaps it was both gifts operating. As we have seen, these gifts flow out of the Holy Spirit, and they often work together. The gifts are not as important as the purpose for which they are given. They are important only as they help the body. All gifts are used to edify the body of Christ, or whether it was the gift of discerning the spirits or a word of knowledge or any other spiritual gift, all have the same purpose for edification of the body of Christ. The third and final example that we can look at how discerning the spirits was illustrated and explained in Scripture is in Acts chapter 16, verse 17, where we see Paul, by the gift of discerning of spirits, discerned an evil spirit in a slave girl. Now, an ordinary believer, by his natural ability to know, might have thought the girl was a servant of God. Listen to what she said. "These men are servants of the Most High God. They announce to you how you can be saved." Now that sounded good, but Paul knew by the Holy Spirit that it was an evil spirit who spoke. The Holy Spirit had spoken to Paul's spirit, and this is how Paul knew. So Paul spoke to the evil spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I order you to come out of her." You see that in Acts chapter 16, verse 18. Then the Bible says, the spirit went out of her that very moment. So we should note that not only did Paul discern the evil spirit, he also cast it out. So the supernatural power given to the believer by the Holy Spirit gave him the ability to cast out evil spirits in the same way. And non-believers do not have this power. So there we see some examples of how discerning of spirits was illustrated in the ministry of Jesus as well as the early church. So far as we're going through session 11 of the course Spiritual Gifts, this lesson is dealing with discerning of spirits, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. So far we've looked at discerning of spirits, how it is defined, how it was explained and illustrated. And now let's talk about the purpose before we go to our second major heading for this lesson. Now, the purpose for discerning of spirits is mainly protection of Christ's body. This gift protects the body from evil spirits who try to hinder the gospel. It also protects the body from wrong spirits which often hurt and divide people. Beyond this, students, the gift of discerning of spirits protects the body from false teaching. So all of this protection makes possible the building up of the body of Christ, which is the overall purpose for each and every spiritual gift that we've studied thus far. So that is discerning of spirits. Now let's take a look at our second major heading, which is the gift of tongues, or the gift of speaking in different languages. So the second objective asks us to explain the function and purpose of the gift of tongues. So let's see how the gift of tongues is defined. If you make note of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, you see where it reads, "To one person he gives the ability to speak in strange tongues or other languages or different languages." So the word tongues means languages. Strange tongues would be those that are not learned. So we are reminded of Paul's statement in 1 Corinthians 13, 1, where he says, "I may be able to speak with the languages of men and even of angels." So we must understand then, students, that this gift is totally supernatural. The gift of tongues is the ability given to the believer by the Holy Spirit by which he or she can speak languages they have never learned. The language may be some strange language that's very rare, or it may be a language of angels, as Paul says. So the gift of tongues is never a learned language. It is a language given by the Holy Spirit. And so as we take a look at how the gift of tongues was explained and illustrated in Scripture, we can see that the gift of tongues is one of the most common of the Spirit's gifts as illustrated in Scripture. It is very common to the body of Christ. And for this reason, Satan, our adversary, the one who opposes God and opposes God's people, tries to keep us from speaking in languages or tongues. Therefore, we want to understand all we can about it. If it's that important to try to hinder us from exercising the gift, then we need to understand why. So I want you to understand, students, the importance of speaking in tongues as it was in the early church, and why it was so important and why it still is important as we go forward to preach the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, here are some of the reasons for the importance of speaking in tongues. Now, we've already studied that the gift of prophecy is perhaps one of the most important gifts. However, in some ways, speaking in tongues can be equally important. And let's talk about four or five reasons why that is so. First reason is that tongues is a gift that all can have. Paul said, "I would like for all of you to speak in strange tongues," in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 5. Secondly, tongues is a gift that can manifest anytime, anywhere, and in any of life's circumstances. So one can speak in tongues silently or aloud, as is illustrated in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 28. Thirdly, tongues is the primary gift of the nine gifts by which the believer can build up himself. You see in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4, says that he who speaketh in tongues edifies himself. Fourthly, tongues may function as a starter gift. I will explain. In Israel, for instance, there were two kinds of candlesticks. Some of them have seven branches. Others have nine branches. On those candlesticks with nine branches, one of the branches can be removed from the other eight. It is then lighted, and with it, the other eight are lit. It is the starter for the other eight. So sometimes the gift of tongue is likened to a starter gift. So the gift of tongue is like that. It helps us into the supernatural realm. We can say it starts us in the supernatural. It prepares us to manifest the other eight gifts in some instances. A fifth example of how tongues was explained and illustrated is that tongues is the language of the Spirit. For as we talk about knowledge and discernment and healing and miracles, all these are supernatural gifts of God. So is the ability to speak in languages that are not learned. So God is a spirit, in tongues enables us to talk with God better than we could ever with our own human ability. So this is why it is a spiritual gift. And since God is a spirit, we communicate with him and he communicates with us by the means of the Holy Spirit. So we see some of the examples of how the discerning of spirits was defined in our lesson, some of the ways it was displayed and illustrated. And now we need to also understand some of the function and the purposes, which we all understand that the purpose of the gift is always for edification. So some of the functions of speaking in tongues is evident in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We saw the day of Pentecost when it first manifested itself that there were people from many nations all over the earth present for Passover in Jerusalem. And when the initial evidence as given in Scripture of speaking in tongues happened, the people heard the disciples speaking in their own language. It wasn't a language that the disciples had learned. It was a supernatural gift from God in order to communicate the message of the gospel to those who otherwise would not understand the message. So here are five examples of the function. And we see in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, the 120 in the upper room. It says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to talk in other languages as the Holy Spirit enabled them to speak. We can see a second example of the Samaritans in Acts chapter 8, verse 14 through 17, where the Bible does not say they spoke with tongues. It does not say that they did not speak in tongues, but this is what it says. It does say that Simon, when he saw the Holy Ghost was given by the apostles, he wanted to buy the power to the same Spirit. So what did Simon see? Well, we believe he saw and heard the Samaritans speaking in other languages. Let's see another example in Acts chapter 9, verse 17, from Paul's experience. Again, we are not told whether Paul did or did not speak with tongues when he was baptized with the Holy Spirit. However, Paul did say later, "I thank God I speak in strange tongues more than any of you." See that in 1 Corinthians 14 to 18. So when do you suppose he began? Well, the lesson teaches us and Scripture seem to suggest that he began to speak with tongues when he was baptized with the Holy Spirit. A fourth example is found in Acts chapter 10, verse 44 to 47, where it says, "For they heard them speaking in strange tongues and praising God's greatness." And the final example that we're going to look at for how it functioned in the New Testament is Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 6. And here again, it is clear they spoke in tongues. So as we examine these five accounts, we note that in every case, except one, all who were present were baptized in the Holy Spirit and all spoke in tongues. The only one who was not baptized in the Holy Spirit was Simon in Acts chapter 8. He could not have experienced this because, as we learned from our previous session about discerning of spirits, his heart was not right with God. So there we see some examples of it, and we see examples of the gift of tongues used for uplifting and edifying believers. Talks about speaking a gift of tongues that will edify the body of Christ if it is interpreted. So it is always to express the meaning of God's message to other people who may not understand or could not understand it without it being spoken in their language or being interpreted into a common language where all can understand. And so that is the spiritual uplifting that we can get. Here are some of the examples of speaking in tongues that are directed by God. You can make note of these. You can make note of Acts chapter 2, verse 11, Acts chapter 10, verse 46, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 14 through 15, two more, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 16, and 1 Corinthians 14, verse 17. And so, as we have suggested previously, there are overlapping sometimes between the gifts. And although prophecy is primarily directed to men and women, some note that the prophecy in the Old Testament included praise also. So on this basis, you may feel personally, although that the interpretation can accompany the gift of speaking in tongues. And in some cases, Paul instructed the person with the spiritual gift of tongues not to speak it unless he could interpret it, or at least someone else can interpret it, because that is how the body is edified. One who speaks in tongues without interpreting, Scripture says, edifies himself. So it also can be used, this gift of tongues can also be used in special helps. It can be a special sign to unbelievers that God is working in them and through them, or working in and through others on their behalf. So that's what happened on the day of Pentecost, when the people of Jerusalem from all the countries round about, when they came together, they heard the people from Galilee speaking in our own language about the great things that God has done in Acts 2:11. So that made the unbelievers ready to listen to the gospel. Tongue speaking was a sign to them, as it can be for us today. So again, there are some regulations that Paul gave for speaking in tongues. He talked about the fact that tongues must not be given too much importance. He talked about speaking in tongues is to be limited to two or three utterances. Speaking in tongues in public must be interpreted. Those who speak in tongues in public are to keep silent if no one interprets. And those who speak in tongues in a public service are to pray that they may interpret. All right? And so there are many regulations that Paul gave in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 about that, how the gift of tongues should be exercised. And the final thing, again, the purpose of the gift of tongues is twofold. One, edifying of the believer who speaks, and second, edification of the body when it is interpreted. So the edification comes through spirit-led worship, prayer, blessing of God, and thanksgiving. And this edifies the body of Christ. So that is very important that we can understand that. And so our final major heading, we talked about discerning of spirits, we talked about the gift of speaking in tongues. Now let's close out with interpretation of tongues. This final objective asks us to state the function and purpose of interpretation of tongues and explain how you might be used by the Holy Spirit to manifest this gift. Again, we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, to another he gives the ability to explain what is said. The King James Version says, to another the interpretation of tongues. Now, the word interpretation means explanation. And explanation means to give the meaning of. So we must understand that interpretation does not mean translation. Translation means to say the same thing in another language. So therefore, we understand that interpretation of tongues is giving the meaning of what is said in another language. We must also understand that the ability to give the meaning of tongues comes only from the Holy Spirit. So we can see some examples of how this is explained and illustrated in Scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 27, where Paul says, speaking in tongues in a public service is in order only when it is interpreted. He says, if someone is going to speak in strange tongues, someone must explain what is said. So we talked about that a little bit earlier, that the interpretation of the tongues is what brings the edification to the body of believers. The speaking in tongues itself may edify the one who speaks it, but God is concerned about edifying the believers, drawing others to Christ, giving explanations so that they can understand and accept God's message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So this gift of interpretation, as well as discerning the spirit and the gift of speaking in tongues, are very important for us. So we always want to make sure we exercise these gifts for the lifting up of Christ's body, and that every member should understand what is spoken. Every member should be protected from things that are not of God. Every member should be able to be used of God to express his message to others who cannot understand it in our language. So, students, I have been very privileged to go through this course with you. We've concluded session 11 of the course, Spiritual Gifts, Discerning of Spirit, Tongues, and Interpretation of Tongues. I certainly look forward to starting our next course, and may you review the material that you've learned and studied thus far so that it can be applicable to your life. Always open yourself up for the receipt of the Holy Spirit. And I pray now, Father, for every person who's listening who have not yet been baptized in the Spirit, that they will open their hearts up to receive from the Spirit, God, and you can manifest anything you want to through them by your Spirit. Any of the 9 gifts that we've studied, oh God, we yield ourselves to you. We open ourselves up to you. May we be used for the uplifting of your kingdom and for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Again, thank you, students. I look forward to beginning our next course with you. In the meantime, God bless you and good day.